would like to request that if you could shed some light on tasawwuf for our upcoming generations. Jazakallah.
Children can't even pronounce the word tasawwuf, mysticism. Our noble elders, the pious predecessors, have written so many definitions of tasawwuf. Maybe it would be in hundreds. For example, one definition is that having an empty hand and a content heart is called tasawwuf. Our understanding is completely different. You will see people with such small beard who are far away from Sharia and people call them Sufi. They don't even know what actually Sufi means. Now, one has his bank balance loaded with other assets under his possession, but for us, he is a Sufi. So a true Sufi is he whose hand is empty, but the heart is content. Where do we find this? The hand is full, yet the heart is not content. We follow the principle of Halmi Mazid, we want more, more and more and more. May Allah Almighty grant us true tasawwuf and the love of true Sufis in its true sense. Ghawth al-Azam was a Sufi. My Murshid Ghawth al-Azam was not only Sufi but Sayyidul Asfiya, meaning the leader of the Sufis. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد